Genesis chapter 29, verse 31 to 35. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. But Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, "The Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me." I'd like us to begin to see the politics that goes on in the family setting. We know the story how that Jacob got into Laban's house, Leah's father, and fell in love with Leah's younger sister, Rachel. And was so much in love with her that he would do anything to get her hands in marriage. The father of Rachel, seeing the love in Jacob's eye, took advantage of him and told him, "If you are going to marry my daughter, just like you claim, you will need to serve me 7 years. Some of us that have been in such service where you are not being paid money, but you are asked to render service for a number of years, and thereafter you will be said to, you understand what we are saying. And said, if you serve me 7 years, I'm going to give you my daughter Rachel for a wife." The Bible says that Jacob went into that service and served. But at the end of 7 years, he wasn't giving Rachel, he was giving Leah. And he got up in the morning to discover that it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah, and he was so sad. And Laban said, "That is not how we behave here. Anyway, if you are still in love with Rachel and you still want her, you are permitted to marry more than one. So you serve for another 7 years." But the Bible says Jacob served that 7 years as though it was nothing, and got what he wanted. I pray that you will get what you always wanted, in the name of Jesus. When he got Rachel, what he has always wanted, he became very happy and paid attention to him. Now let us see this picture. He married Leah after seven years. And for him to become the husband of Rachel, he will need to serve 7 years. I'm sure that for those 7 years that Jacob was serving for Rachel, Leah did not get the affection of Jacob. Because for the man, "You are not my wife. I'm still working to get my wife." So there was this hatred. Even though Jacob never hated Leah at first sight, but after the deceit that Leah became his wife, The hatred for Leah increased in his heart. Perhaps Jacob may have been telling Leah, you connive with your father to rob me off of the wife I wanted to marry. And you have brought yourself to me. You are imposing yourself to me. I won't marry you. For 7 years, Leah had to go through pains in her life. For 7 years, Leah was watching her husband struggling and laboring for a woman who was yet to be known and addressed as his wife. And you know, that was her younger sister. And after 7 years, it was confirmed. And Rachel became Jacob's wife. And your guess is as good as mine. What Leah will be going through in that house. The hatred for Leah was so much that God himself noticed it. And the Bible said that when God saw that Leah was not loved, when God saw that Leah was hated, he did what? He opened the womb. That tells me that perhaps there was this barrenness in the house of Laban. Because if the Bible says he opened a womb, that means a womb was closed before that time. She had been attempting to conceive, at least to see whether Jacob will come close. But no way. You know, sometimes when a husband and a wife is having some crisis at home, perhaps a new marriage, children are yet to come. Sometimes the wife could be thinking, or friends outside could be saying, maybe when you conceive and give him a child, his affection will be drawn to you. So I'm sure that Leah was doing everything possible to conceive her, but it wasn't there. But when God saw the hatred after Rachel came into that family, the Bible said God opened the womb of Leah. But you know, all of this plan that God was doing in heaven, Leah didn't know. But when her womb was opened, the Bible says she conceived and bore a son. She called his name Reuben. For she said, the Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. But she was disappointed. Her husband did not love her. Now that I have given him a son, he will love me. Have you ever been disappointed after you have had so much hope? Now I have a son for him. Surely my husband will love me. But he didn't love her. Then look at verse 33. She conceived again. And you know, when we get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jacob how he was managing. You don't love this woman, and yet you won't allow her rest. She's conceiving again and again. Praise God. And that tells me that somebody can sleep with you on the same bed and yet he doesn't love you. Are we together? Somebody can lie with you on the same bed. You share things together. You say intimate things. And yet his heart is far from you. And that's why in Psalm 144, David prayed a prayer. He said, God, rid me of terrible and dangerous children. Help me that I will not labor on strange children. Help me that I will not labor on people that will not give reward or appreciate my labor. That was the prayer of David. He said, help me. Can you imagine a David raising a son like Absalom who turned again to take his throne? He said, help me that I will not labor on these children. The Bible said, and Leah conceived again. You know what? The one that he loved, every time he attempted, Rachel's womb was closed. I said, Rachel, it didn't work well. Let's go to your sister. And he will go there. I said, why I'm coming? It's because my lovely wife is not giving me children. Praise God. And Leah does not have an option. If she had an option, she could have told him, no way for you today. But she said, well, let me allow him. Who knows whether this time, whether after this meeting, I will become favored. The Bible says she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also.
And she called his name Simeon. The Lord has heard that they hate me, and he has given me something that will make them perhaps change their mind, change their opinion about me. But Rachel or Leah was mistaken. Verse 34, she conceived again. Let me stop and pray this prayer over you, that no matter how they hit you, may you keep conceiving and keep delivering. That hatred will not stop your fruitfulness. Listen to me here. If people hate you, and yet upon all the hatred, you are still suffering, the burden will be too much. But I pray that as the more they hate you, the more you are progressing. The more they hate you, the more you are doing well. The more they hate you, the more you are bringing forth what others cannot bring forth. That is what God needs to do in your life. Because if they hate you and you are getting dry, they hate you, nothing progressive is happening around you, you will feel the body. But may God always find a way to give you compensation. Every time Leah will remember the hatred, he will look up and will see Reuben. He will look up and will see Simeon. Verse 35. And she conceived again. You will conceive again. What a fruitful woman Jacob did not see. From my thinking, it's like Leah was the original wife arranged by God for Jacob, because she gave birth to the most prominent children of the tribe of Israel. But if something is not done, the husband of Leah will be given to Rachel. She conceived again and bore a son, and said, now, oh, I love her. Now, Leah came to understanding. She gave birth to the first one. It was complained. God, you know they don't love me. Now they will love me. She gave birth to the second one. She kept complaining. There are times that even when you get blessing, you complain when you get the blessing, because the blessing seemed not to be enough. The children of Israel were complaining why they were eating. And God says, I will give them bread to eat until it will come out from their nose. Because they cannot appreciate me for the little that I am doing. And the Bible said, while they were eating the bread that God gave to them, God struck them with diseases. So the food is in their mouth and they are dying. Leah kept complaining. But when she conceived again, after Reuben, Simeon, and Levi, at the fourth time, senses returned to her. And she said, now I will praise the Lord. Because I have been complaining and complaining and complaining, and it didn't work. Now I will praise the Lord. And that brings me to the subject of my message. Let Judah go up first. That is the subject of my message. Let Judah go up first. If Judah will go up first, every other thing will follow. She said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. God is waiting for that moment that you will realize that complaint will not give it to you, but praise will bring it to you. You have complained, you have complained, you have murmured, you have said everything, and it still didn't change. Leah said, now I will praise the Lord. I know that I am hated, but I will praise the Lord. I know that business is no longer working, but I will praise the Lord. I know that I've just been relieved from my appointment, but I will praise the Lord. I know that things are very tough, but I will praise the Lord. That's what God wants us to be. I know that my husband hates me so much, but I will praise the Lord. She said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. And little wonder, of all the children she gave birth to, Judah was the one that took the place of the firstborn. And God said, out of the tribe of Judah shall come forth the ruler. Out of the tribe of Judah, the ruler will proceed from there. Look at the children that Leah gave birth to. At least if you can't say anything about Reuben and Simeon, you can say big things about Judah and Levi. We are all priests from the tribe of Levi. That's where the Moses, that's where the Zacharias, that's where all of them came from. The Aarons. I said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. And that's the meaning of Judah. Praise. Judges chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Let Judah go up first. Let praise go up first. Let thanksgiving go up first. Quit this complaint. It hasn't helped. Begin to praise him. Now I will praise the Lord. I have fasted. I have sown seeds. Now I will praise the Lord. Are you in Judges chapter 1 from verse 1? Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? Now, the children of Israel gathered themselves. They had an enemy to fight. They had a war to fight. They had a battle to deal with. Challenges ahead of them. Too many things bothering them. See yourself in the position of the children of Israel with so much trouble. The Canaanites, we've got to fight them. We've got to pull them out of the way. This issue must be sorted out. This rent must be paid. In fact, indebtedness is so much that you are even scared. You are wondering, how on earth will I be able to come out of this mess? And they went to the Lord. And they said, God, who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites? Who shall stand in the forefront? What shall be the strategy for us to overcome this problem? Look at verse 2. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Amen. The Lord said what? Judah shall go up. In mathematics, there's what is called substitution. They say, if x is equals to 2 and 2 plus x is equals to 4, what is x? So what do you do? Everywhere you see x, you do what? You put 2. And if Judah is equals to praise, it means everywhere you see Judah, you do what? You put praise. So let's do that substitution. And the Lord said, what shall go up? What shall go up? Now, do you understand the mathematics now? They went to the Lord and said, Lord, there is problem. Challenges are there. Things are working against me. What do I do? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. Listen, they had a Reuben. They had a Simeon. They had a Joseph. They had Issachar, Levites. They have Daniel, that is the Dan. They have the Benjamins. And you know, the Benjamites, history records that in the whole of Israel, those from the tribe of Benjamin, they are very good at target. They were the people that used to be hackers. Hackers are those people who throw javelin, who fire the arrow. They don't miss their target, the Benjamites. That's why it was a testimony when David was able to escape Saul, when he threw the javelin at him at a short distance. It was not just that David escaped it. The Bible said that Saul aimed to pierce him to the wall. And Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. And those people don't miss their target. No matter how far the target is, if they point it, they are going to get it. So there was no way Saul would not have been able to pierce David to the wall. But when he threw the javelin, God was quicker and faster, and David escaped. Now, they had such a tribe. But God said, let Judah go off first. Let your praise come In the book of Psalm chapter 68, the Bible said, let the people praise the Lord and the earth will yield and increase. What are you talking about? I mean, in a battle of this nature, you are sending praise to go first. Why not send those who can throw the javelin? Why not send those who are muscular?
The tribe of Levi was a tribe of anger. Now, you know that Jacob had one daughter, and her name was Diana. And when Diana was messed up by a prince, it was Levi, her brother, that was so angry and went and arranged and told those guys, okay, you have defied our sister. And the prince said, you know, I love your sister. I want to marry your sister. And Levi came back to his father. And the father said, no problem. Let them marry. But you know what Levi said? He said to Jacob, let's give them a condition. All of them are uncircumcised. If he so love our sister, tell them that all the males in their community should be circumcised. And that will be the only dowry that we want. And when the prince came, Jacob said, let all your males be circumcised. And then you can marry our daughter. And the guy thought that was too simple a dowry to pay. And he went, because he was the prince, and ordered all the males to be circumcised. You don't know why God demands that males should be circumcised the eighth day. Because the child in his innocence can bear the pain and it will be easy. But when you are circumcised as an adult, you know what you are going to go through. And so those men, all of them were circumcised. In the midst of the pain of circumcision, Levi arranged with his brother and entered their community and set it on fire and killed them. Because he knew that at that point, they would not be able to rise up to fight. So he burnt down the community for defiling his sister. And when Jacob was to say his final word to them, he said, Levite, you are an instrument of cruelty. You are an instrument of anger. And that's why when Moses came from that tribe, anger was Moses' second name. Praise God. And then we have such people. Such people should go to fight. Because they will be so angry with the enemy and will not spare them. But God said, let Judah go up first. Learn to release praise. Send praise to him. God, I thank you. Are you looking for a job? I said, Lord, I have come to you as a job giver. I know that you are the best man that can give a job. Rather than going to him and say, God, have you not seen that I've been looking for a job for the past 2 years? God, you mean you can't see? What kind of sin have I committed that you can't forgive me? You know, some people talk to God like that. What have I done that you can't forgive me? Is my own worse than others? That's a man telling somebody that will help him. And God said, you don't know what you are saying until Judah comes up first. Let Judah go up first. Verse 3. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. Indeed, I have delivered the land into your hand. So Judah said to Simeon, his brother, come up with me to my allotted territory, that we may fight against the Canaanite. And I will likewise go with you to your allotted territory. And Simeon went with him. Verse 4. Then Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanite, the Perizzite, into their hand, and they killed 10,000 men at Bezek. You can't make a mistake when Judah is ahead of you. You can't make a mistake when you release praise. When praise is going ahead of you, you can't make a mistake. Because praises would move him. In the prison, Paul and Silas, they sent Judah on an errand. And when Judah got to heaven, God himself moved. And the Bible said there was an earthquake in the prison and all the doors were open. Let Judah go up first. Please let Judah go up. In whatever situation you find yourself, release your Judah. Release your praise to him. You can declare a 2 weeks, 14 days of praise. He said, God, for these 14 days, I'm not going to ask you anything. I will just praise you. You know, sometimes you are so burdened that you feel that if you don't ask God something, the day may be just rougher. But God is saying, let Judah go up first.
Jehoshaphat was confronted by a combination of five kings to fight Judah. And everyone was confused. And Jehoshaphat ran to the altar and said, God, what do I do?
And God said, set the priest and the singers. Put them in the front and give them the trumpet. Let them go ahead and be blowing the trumpet and shouting the shout of praise, because you will not need to fight in this battle. And listen to me. When the battle day came, all the priests were arraigned. They were given their clothing and they were given trumpets and said, now go to the front. If you were among the singers, I'm sure some of you would have taken excuse and said, Jehoshaphat, I will not come to service that day. Is it me that you want to send first? There are five kings. All of them are coming with war machine. And somebody is telling you, carry trumpet, just be blowing and be going. When you see the machine, just be blowing. Would you have accepted? Praise God. But let Judah go up first. And the Bible says, those men carried their trumpet. All the singers, they were on cue, and they were moving, and they were praising God. And the Bible says, as they began to praise God, God raised an ambushment against Mount Seir, that all of them started fighting themselves. They were killing themselves, killing themselves, killing themselves, until it remained only two persons. Now, if there were 10,000 and they have almost killed themselves, it's remaining two. Guess what discussion or conversation will be going on between the two persons. Now, every other person have died, and you know both of us must die. So who should die first? Maybe this one will say, bring your knife, I bring my own. When I say, one, two, go. You took me, and I took you. Both of us will die. They needed to die. And both of them died. And the Bible says, Israel entered and divided the spoil without firing one arrow. Do you know that you can save your weapons if you allow Judah to go up first? Sometimes you can save your strength. Sometimes it wasn't the fasting. That's why you fasted 7 days dry and came out and it didn't work. You could have enjoyed your food and sent Judah first, and the things would turn around. Help me tell your neighbor, let Judah go up first. So make up your mind that no matter what, praise will not cease from my mouth. Always put praise and thanksgiving to God first, not last. Start your day in praise. Start your day in worship. Start the project with praise. Start the family in praise. Start a relationship in praise, and let Judah go up first. Start it with praise. Don't start it with complaint. Oh God, if you give me a shop, I will know that you are God. If you give me a shop, I will know that you are God. If you give me a shop, I will know that you are Jehovah. And suddenly God gives you a shop. You rent a shop. And then you enter the shop. I say, my mates, nobody then they get something to put for the shop. Look at me. I have shop now, nothing to put in. May God deliver your mouth. Now, this is the same one that was saying, God, if you give me a shop, I will know that you are God. God, if you give me a shop, I will praise you. Now he has given you a shop. And say, my mate, then get shop, get something to put up. My own. I get shop, nothing to put up. Complain. Start it with praise. Enter there and say, oh, Father, thank you. You see, when I got a house 3 days to my wedding, I have never lived alone before, so I didn't have one household property. Not a bed, not a stove, not even woman sit down talk. You know that chair that is called woman sit down talk? I didn't have it at home. And so I entered the house. I said, Lord, I praise you. If you can give me a big house, you can fill the house up. Praise God. And on my wedding day, I was given everything that I should live in a house with. Let Judah go up first. The only thing that I wasn't given is chairs. I had everything, no chair. And I remember we were sitting on the floor to eat. And one day, somebody showed up and brought two white chairs, this kind, and dashed me two white chairs. Some people would have cursed God. My mate used to sit on a upholstery. You are bringing plastic. And I carried the two white chairs, positioned them. I sit one, my wife is sitting in one.
Big man, don't start with that. Praise God. Every big man started somewhere. Let Judah go up first. And I remember, it was up to 2 months, I went somewhere at Elelewa and I met somebody. She said, Pastor, I came to your wedding and I saw everything that was done. The only thing I didn't see was chairs. Pastor, come to this carpenter shop. He took me to a place. Said, whatever kind of chair you want, choose it. If Judah can go up first, other things will fall down. Don't complain anymore. Don't tell God that, God, you are not faithful to me. Release your Judah. Release your Judah. Release your Judah. Release your praise to him. And say, God, if you keep me alive till now, I know that you have something for me. Life may not have started well with you, but if God has kept you alive, there is something he can do for you. Ask the man who is driving a big car today. He will tell you perhaps he never believed in his whole life that he was going to be able to drive that car, but God has brought him that far. Can you release your Judah and say, Lord, I praise you. I have been able to come this far. I praise you. I've not been able to get what I wanted, but I still praise you. And I bet you wait and see the effect of Judah. Help me tell your neighbor, release your Judah. I said, tell your neighbor, release your Judah. And the smile will start. Release your Judah. And testimony will flow. Release your Judah. And your prison doors will be opened. Release your Judah. And love will come back. Release your Judah. And your pocket will be full. Release your Judah. And your bank account will begin to speak English. Release your Judah. Let Judah go up first. Who will go up for us? What should I do now? What next step should I take? God said, praise me. Just praise me. Thank me. Just begin to thank me. He said, let the barren woman begin to behave like a mother of 10. For the barren is more than a woman who has 10. Don't complain anymore. I'd like you to deliver yourself from complaint from today. Make a determination. Say, Lord, you will never hear complaint from this my mouth. Lord, I decide today that you will never hear me complain anymore. I will praise. Fire. Leah said, I have given him a son. He will love me. He didn't love him. I have given him another son. He will come close to me. He didn't come close to her. I have given him the third son. He will consider me. He didn't consider. And when she got the first one, she said, I will not make the mistake that I have made 3 other times. From now, I will praise him. Listen, I know you were sick. And the sickness have almost taken every of your saving. You are almost left without a dime. But please, don't go to him and say, Lord, look at what you have done to me. Tell him, Lord, I thank you. If the sickness have taken all my money and didn't take my life, you will fill me up again. I praise you for sparing my life. Let me end with this story. How a king who had a servant, one day, the servant told the king, you know, that this thing could have been worse. He said, God can always do something better. God is alive. God is faithful. God is good. And the king said, if God is good, why are all these things happening like this? And one day, he went for a hunting expedition. And because the servant was always saying, God is good, God is good. Something happened to the king. The servant said, God is good. The king said, lock him up in the prison. And so he went for hunting. And when he went for hunting, they wandered in the forest until some ritualists caught up with them. Caught the king and took the king to the shrine. Now, before the king went there, he was playing a game and one of his fingers was cut off. That is why the servant told him, God is good. Even though your finger has been cut off, God is good. He said, lock him up. How can he say God is good when my finger is cut off? Lock him up. And so he went to that hunting without one finger. And they cut him for ritual. When they took him to the shrine, the native doctor was to use to perform the ritual came and look at him and discovered
that he doesn't have one finger. And the native doctor said, this oracle does not need anybody that is not complete. That the oracle needs somebody that has a complete body part. So because this king's body part is not complete, they should tell him to go away. They told him to leave. He went back to the house and asked them to release the servant. And when he released the servant, he told the servant, do you know that God is good? And the servant said, how do you mean? He said, you know that hand that I caught, and because of that I sent you to prison, that is the reason why I am still alive today. If that my hand was not cut off, by now I would have been killed. And the servant said, king, not only that God is good, do you know that if you didn't lock me in the prison, I would have been the one to follow you. And if they catch you and your body is not complete, they will take me because my body is complete. So God is good. Anyhow, God is good. That's why he had to put me in prison so that I will not follow you. Can you tell your neighbor God is good? So when next time bad thing happen to you, don't just look at the bad thing alone. Try to find out what can be the good thing behind this bad thing. Open your mouth and begin to praise him. Release your Judah to go. Release your Judah to go. Release your Judah. Tell him, Lord, I know that I didn't have breakfast this morning, but Lord, I am releasing my Judah. I know that I am not even sure of what I will return back to eat this afternoon, but I am releasing my Judah. Lord, I know that people are calling me different names, but I release my Judah. Is there someone here who is letting his Judah to go up? Let your Judah go up. Let your Judah go up. Begin to praise him for your good health. Praise him for your unborn children. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise for that bad job. Give him praise for that bad business. Release your Judah. Let your Judah go forward. Let your Judah go forward. Father, we thank you. I'd like you to make up your mind and say, from now, no more complain. No more complain. No more complain. No more complain from now. It's praise. It's praise. It's praise. Whenever you feel burdened, release your Judah. When you feel heavy in your spirit, release your Judah. When you went for an appointment and the appointment was not given, release your Judah. You go for a job and you are not getting the job, release your Judah. You are expecting that you will conceive this month, and before you know, your period begins to come faster. Release your Judah. Just let your Judah go. When Judah go up first, the Canaanite will be defeated. Release your Judah as a tenant. Release your Judah in that one room apartment. Release your Judah in that bachelor. Release your Judah in that uncomfortable place. Just let your Judah go up. Let your Judah go up. And you can never tell what the Lord will use your Judah to do. Can I give you 1 minute, everybody? I'd like you to release your Judah on any issue right now. On any issue that has bothered you so much. Any issue that you know has been bothering you. A very serious issue. Joblessness, barrenness, stagnation, delay, bad locker, hard locker. Release your Judah and say, Lord, Lord, I have been longing for a change. I have fasted for a change. I have sown seed for a change. I have done this. I have done that. I have prayed and it didn't change. Lord, I am not complaining anymore. I am releasing my praise to you in this angle. Lord, I praise you for my child. I praise you for that, my son. I praise you for a new job, a new position. Lord, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you, Lord. As Judah is going up, the Canaanites are trembling. Yede masoya daya. Yede de masoya daya. Le kaposi ya handeya. Yende li ya hande gede masoya daya. Yede de ma yede de. Papa, papa yehi kabosa ya handa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, let this be your word. When sickness will come, it will return back.
It is well with you in Jesus' mighty name. Shout aloud, amen.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Life and mercy.
Can we sing that verse one more time? Listen, it says.